KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Shack dwellers in Isipingo say they hope officials who've pledged to build them new homes keep their promise. Yesterday, Thekwini Mayor Cyril Qaba unveiled a 200 million rand project to build houses in the Pilgrim X informal settlement south of Durban. More than 400 units will be built when development gets underway in January. Mtobisi Gasa has been a member of the Ward 90 communities for 19 years. He says they feel like they've been neglected.
We have a non-existent sewage system. Our homes are not in a livable condition, and crime is a major issue. People get mugged, shot or killed. There's many things not going well here.
Zamakrenga says she's looking forward to finally getting a proper home.
We used to live in Ward 76 and were moved here to Ward 90. We've been promised new homes for the longest time, but officials had previously said there was no budget available. We're faced with many challenges. We don't have proper toilets and our councillor neglects us. Shacks are always burning here.
The KZN Parents Association says the food quality directive issued to schools is crucial for curbing poisoning cases. It's been commenting on the provincial department's guidelines to schools in the wake of disturbing incidents of food-related illnesses. Education's ordered principals and governing bodies to monitor and inspect the purchasing and handling of food sold by vendors on the premises and outside school gates. The association's V. Ghani says it's a necessary move.
They should be doing that. I'll give you a typical example. If a vendor inside a tuck shop vendor is selling chips and frying hot chips, you don't know how many times they've used that oil. In essence, this is a circular to ensure that there's some accountability and monitoring going on.
On Wednesday, seven learners fell ill in Umtwalume after buying chips from a local spaza shop. Officials say 37 learners needed treatment in Zululand, apparently after drinking Kool-Aid. And with just 5 days to go until the U.S. presidential election, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been campaigning in Nevada. According to the polls, it's a close race to the White House. The former president painted a dark picture of immigration and the economy.
It's 5 days, oh. 5 days, 5 days, oh. We're all working hard. We got to win. We can't let that alternative win. That would be a disaster for our country.
The Democrat candidates held rallies with celebrity endorsements, including Mumford & Sons. And in Las Vegas last night, Jennifer Lopez.
I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional. But you know what? We should be emotional. We should be upset. We should be scared and outraged. We should. Our pain matters. We matter.
Expect a high of 25 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Ivan Khoza set to continue as the chairman of the Premier Soccer League for another 4 years. We'll also take a look at some of the fixtures coming in the Premier League this weekend. And India against New Zealand, 88 for 3 in the third test.